That's engineeredsleep.com.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
If you are looking for first-class service, consider First Class Halt. Here at First Class Halt, our technicians are not paid by commission. All this does is promote unnecessary repairs and dollars being spent by you. We pride ourselves on being honest. We will never sell you a service that doesn't need to be done, and no surprises. All prices must be approved by you before work is done. Come see what First Class service really means. First Class Halt, located in Anderson and Greenville.
Police officers know it only takes a few seconds of someone texting and driving for things to go terribly wrong. That's why officers are increasing enforcement of texting and driving laws. So put your phone down when driving, or be prepared for the consequences. You drive, you text, you pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
Walk them to the road rage. We are back. Texter 678 says, in my dream, Smith falls to 17. The Raiders take him to team with Suggs. And that would be pretty nice, actually. That's a pretty nice dream. Brody, here's one of my favorite tweets of the day. Lewis Adams writes this. He writes, I'm a Washington fan. I know what you're thinking. Okay. I know. It's been tough. I'm also a Gamecock fan. His next sentence, Rona, is, I'm seasoned in grief. I'm seasoned in grief is one of my favorite lines ever. I'm a Gamecock fan and I'm a Washington football team fan. I'm seasoned in grief. He did say at least Washington has rings. There is that. I'm seasoned in grief. Justin Rose is minus 7? Wow. How about that? Justin Rose is minus 7. Rose making it the Rose Invitational. Now, we know how that worked out for Gonzaga. More importantly, how it worked out for me. The Gonzaga Invitational.
For you. Yeah. I don't recall.
The funny thing is, I haven't, you know, we have a pretty long track record of good success in the NCAA tournament going way back. But I've only done the invitational thing. I mean, we've picked some of the biggest upsets ever. Villanova over Georgetown, UConn over Duke in 98, guaranteed that that I would. Then if UConn didn't beat Duke, and Connecticut was a 12-point underdog. But I've only done the invitational thing twice, and both times it failed. I did it with Arizona the year after they won. The year after they beat 3 number 1 seeds, that team, you know, with Michael Bibby and such, you know, that group came back, and I did it with them next year. That was a disaster. As I recollect, they got blown out by Utah. As Lou Dolson just sat there and said, well, I didn't think I need to call a timeout. Utah went on like a 30-0 run, and Lou Dolson just sat there, didn't call a timeout, and said after the game, I didn't think I need to call a timeout because I had coaches on the court. Yeah, okay. Gamecock, Will. What's going on there, Will?
What's going on, brother?
Will, are you seasoned in grief?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Not Will. Oh,
well, you know, I'm disappointed in the, you know, we won a layup for being national champs. I am grieving about that. But, you know, that's how, the ball bounced.
Well, so you were one layup away from being national champ? Okay.
National champ. And then
last year you had the national championship that you claimed for yourselves, too. So I guess you can count that as two then. Because last year, the one that didn't happen, you claimed for yourselves. And then this year, you were one layup away.
We definitely would have won it last year. But, you know, I thought we should one player short, but, you know, the way the ball bounces, I guess. But, talking about basketball, well, you know, I couldn't agree with you more about Gonzaga. I mean, I was pulling for Gonzaga. I figured they'd win it, but I still say Baylor, like you said, is a one-game thing. Baylor was ready. I mean, congratulations to Baylor and the women, because the women made it to the final eight. But, you know, seems like they play 10 times, Gonzaga wins 7 out of 10. I mean, that's how I still think Gonzaga is a better team. You agree with that?
You know what, Will? I don't know, because we have one game to base it on, and Baylor was clearly better in the one game. I do think
that night.
Right. I do think, in hindsight, that the people who thought or were expressed concern about Air Force Rob, other people who call, write the show, about Gonzaga's game against UCLA, you know, being too much of an emotional drain, sort of a national championship type game, a game that, you know, was one of those once in a lifetime deals that extended late into the night, that game and the aftermath may have played a bigger factor than we know. And Grant Hill chimed in on that issue and said that that after they beat Duke in the 92 game, that it took a week for them to regain focus, and it did not come easily. That Krzyzewski was all over them about their lack of focus. He said it was almost impossible to focus after that game. And so I do think I do believe this. I believe, and this seems sort of obvious, because Arkansas gave Baylor a better game than Gonzaga did, and Villanova without Gillespie gave Baylor a better game than Gonzaga did. So I do believe this. I don't believe that we saw the real Gonzaga against Baylor. I do believe that. But I also don't want to discredit Baylor, because on that night, they were certainly quicker. They were better. They shot it better. You know, I'll tell you what. I would give anything to see those two teams play a five-game series right now. I'd give anything to see it. But you don't get that in college basketball. You get one game, and you have to be the best on that night. And Gonzaga was not the best on that night, clearly.
Well, I understand that, but I still say Gonzaga wins 7 out of 10. That's in my opinion. But as far as I heard Will Vanderbilt, whatever his name is, got on your text line and said, when Clemson played Ohio State, you know, big time, then they messed him up against LSU. I don't believe that, because Clemson had a 10-point lead, and once Joe Burrow got that, made it 17-14 and 21-17. That's ball game. I mean,
so LSU was better than everybody. Okay, no one's questioning that. Will wasn't questioning that. LSU was better than everybody, just like Alabama was better than everybody this year. And I think that comes down to the more I analyze these teams now and what's working, I think that the combination of an elite quarterback with experienced, mature, elite talent on the outside. I think
the main reason I called, Walt, I want to ask you this question.
Yeah.
Now, I know you speak high of Brownell and Frank Martin. I know you think a lot of them too. But Carolina losing a potential starting guard at Hannibal, then losing McCreary, and they lose another player. Then Brownell loses one of their top guns, Clyde Trout, the guy you like a lot. I mean, what's going on with the state of South Carolina? I mean, you're losing some of your best ball players as a transfer portal. I don't like his transfer portal. I mean, why would Clyde Trout transfer? Why would Hannibal transfer? I mean, I just don't get it.
Well, you know, again, I think that moving forward, the transfer portal is going to be a bone of contention with a lot of collegiate coaches, both in basketball and football. The problem is, you know, it's hard to benefit from the transfer portal and then suggest that somebody else can't leave. You know, that's the dilemma. That's why Lincoln Riley was viewed as being a little bit two-faced when he didn't want a quarterback to transfer within one of his quarterbacks to transfer within the league. And yet Lincoln's made his mark bringing in transfer quarterbacks from other schools. Now, again, the distinction being in league. But look, I think that this is just going to be our way of life moving forward. And it's going to get much worse before it gets better. People are just going to have to adjust to it long term. But look, there are concerns. There have always been concerns. I think it had become inevitable. It was going to happen. It's here now, whether we like it or not. Athletes are going to be given free one-time transfers, and I think it's going to lead to an absolute overload of the transfer portal. And I don't know how it stops. I mean, maybe one way it stops is maybe the powers that be eventually decide it's just too much. But the problem is, once you open the door to it, you're going to have trouble. You're going to have trouble closing it. But I don't, look, it's not just those schools. I mean, North Carolina was decimated, and maybe they'll get some of these guys back, you know, but I think it's going to happen more and more. It's just going to be a way of life. Every time a player is disgruntled they're going to be able to walk, you know, for at least once.
I make it hard on the coaches, though.
Look, the other concern about it is this. I'm concerned that you're going to have what I would define as illegal tampering. That you're going to have schools that basically start recruiting players that are at other schools, and I think there've been tells on this already. I think we've already seen some of this. Look, when a player announces he's going into the transfer portal, and then the next day you learn that he's already telling you where he's going, don't tell me there wasn't illegal contact between that player and the school, you know, that goes back to when he was at the school. It doesn't work like that in 24 hours. You know, I mean, I guess in theory it could, but by and large, I think that's a tell. And it's going to be curious to see how that's handled even. I'm concerned about that element more than I am with anything, what I would call tampering.
I mean, when I look at it, you got 18 years to make up your mind where you want to go to college. The coaches there, mostly 99%. I mean, to me, it don't make no sense.
You think 3-year-olds have a good feel for where they want to go to college, Stan?
No, I mean, you got all your life. You get 18 years old, where you want to go to college.
Say your first word. Say your first word, and it better be where you're going to school.
Well, it's like Xavier Thomas, for instance. He grew up a Gamecock fan, went to Clemson. Then I read somewhere the other day, well, I grew up a Clemson fan, and he's going to go to Ohio State. I mean, come on. It just don't make no sense. I mean...
Well, look, whether it does or not, this is the way of the world. And the one pushback on your viewpoint I would offer is this: coaches have had this movement, freedom of movement, forever, and why shouldn't players have it once? You know, you're saying, well, you have 18 years to make up your mind. Those are young minds, and I'm sure at that age we've all made decisions that we regret, choices that we regret. Let me put it this way. From a practical standpoint, and I've given out this number, and I forget what it was. I think it was 75%. I believe like 75% of the requested transfers in the last, whatever the time frame was, 6-7 years, have been approved by the NCAA. And so the bottom line is they were approving the vast majority of them anyway. They were just doing it with no sense of fairness, no sense of equality from one situation to the next. Their decisions seemed to be completely arbitrary, random as to who they would allow to transfer and who they delayed. And we saw a lot of these circumstances, like Jurkovec with Boston College. They kept, you know, Jurkovec-ing him around. And eventually they let him go to BC. You know? And so, yeah, I mean.
She's going crazy.
So look, it was heading towards this anyway. So now we're here. It was good talking to you.
Get an Oreo donut. Have a good.
Yeah, thank you, Will. Thank you, Will. 3-year-olds, first word. 2-year-olds, first word. Yeah, Gamecocks. Quick break.
Start your spring cleaning today and get insanely clean home with Zero-Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Get 3 rooms of carpet cleaned for only $119 and mention my name, Mickey Plowler, for a free hallway cleaned. Call 558-7300 or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the Nissan Award of Excellence for 3 years in a row. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selections of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
I'm Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Ride today in a George Coleman Ford Ranger Super Crew 4x4. It's an SDX special edition with power equipment and Ford Pass Connect. $37,395 before discounts, only $33,999 plus tax and tag at George Coleman Ford, where we never charge hidden fees and where Rangers cost less than Travelers Rest. See the 2021 Ranger today at George Coleman Ford. Top rated in sales, service, and collision repairs. Price includes $1,750 factory rebate.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme. I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You could save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick and loans, internal data. Points and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Weight loss programs are a dime a dozen, and most of them are a scam. I'm a coach at the Health Dare because I used to be fat. I love to eat and I hate to exercise, and I still lost 80 pounds. I didn't even have to go to the gym. No pills, shots, medications, or starvation. You can still have bread, carbs, fruit, and fast food. There's only two things you can't have on the Health Dare. It sounds too good to be true, but if you don't have results in 30 days, they'll give you your money back. Buy one program, get one free. Call 1-877-I-DARE-ME or go to idareme.com.
The flagship station for Clemson football. We are the Roar.
Walter raised your back. Dave's Creator 3 says, this suit's too good. He says, Walt, it don't make no sense. My 2-year-old can't decide between Clemson and Wisconsin. Come on, little fella. Time's a ticking.
You have 2 years. What's your problem?
In 18 years to make up your mind.
That's right.
18 years to make up your mind.
He said that one was a South Carolina fan his whole life, and then he went to Clemson.
Yeah. Hey, let me tell you about my guy, Gary Mahaffey. Look, Gary's the man. Gary Mahaffey with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Gary has helped so many people already. And you know, really, we just started introducing our audience to Gary not that long ago. But, I mean, when, Ramon? October? I'm not sure. But Gary has helped so many. We've had unsolicited testimonials. People have called up on air about what Gary has meant to them. Many of you text in questions for Gary. We try to address one listener question a week, so you can feel free to send in yours. You can also just call Gary for advice. It would probably be best. 864-307-8484, 864-307-8484. You know, Gary has been involved in both sides of this. He's been helping people for 20 years. He's on Medicare himself. He's been on Medicare for a few years. His agency has a longevity plan with both family members and other independent agents involved in his business. Gary's an independent agent, okay? He represents all the companies in your service area. So, and Gary always services you after the sale. He's never going to leave you alone with whatever changes you make. But the best part of it, all of it, is his services come free to you. He's compensated by the insurance companies, not you. He's going to help you. And if your situation is ideal as it is, then his motto is do no harm. And he'll just keep you right where you are. But if you're leaving, and I realize sometimes people fall in these ruts or comfort levels, but look, if you're leaving money on the table, especially in this economic climate, why do that? And I know some of you veterans probably think you've explored all your options and exhausted all your options. Nay, nay. Call my friend Gary Mahaffey. He can help you. I promise you, just give him a call, 864-307-8484. Gary Mahaffey with seniors with Insurance for Seniors and Disabled, 864-307-8484. Or visit his website at insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com. Insuranceforseniorsanddisabled.com. All right, Ramona, It's time for another of your unique Masters leaderboard updates. I bet you were hoping I wasn't going to remember that.
Well, before we do that.
Yeah, before we do that, let me let people know, in case you do not know already, Clemson baseball start time for tomorrow's game against Virginia has been changed, Ramona. It is now at 3 p.m. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay, very good. All right, and the that's other not going to save you.
The Saturday is at 7. It was at 8. And the Sunday one is at 1. They didn't change that one. So you'll all know.
Okay, very good. Very good. All right, so what do we have?
Here, let me refresh it. Make sure.
Let's find out where Guy Fitzpatrick is.
We wouldn't wear the textures to be upset.
I really only want to know where Fitzpatrick is. Because I want to know if he was truly at minus five for like a heartbeat. I want to know how far he fell.
Way down there. Well, I can't find what's him right now. I don't know. I can't. What was the last time you looked at him?
He was plus one.
Okay, let's see around there.
He allegedly lost six shots off his lead.
Oh, he's plus one. He's at hole 16.
Okay. All right. All right. So what do you have at the top? I guess Justin Rose.
Yeah, Justin Rose minus seven. He's finished. Brian Harman is minus three. Seven. He's finished. Matsuyama. Minus
I don't be calling my mama anything. Like, don't him. Be calling my mama anything. Don't.
It does sound like your mama, doesn't it?
You okay. said your mama. Don't be calling my mama anything.
He's minus three and he's finished. I wish I remember from time to time what I say. Zalatorius, minus two, he's finished. Christian is minus two, he's finished. Webb Simpson is minus two. He's finished. Patrick Reed is minus two. He's finished. Yeah, shall I go on?
No, you've done quite enough for one day. We'll leave it there. We have some other things to get to. You want to get in and join the conversation? You're welcome to. We're going to get back to the Road Rage Top 40 as well. And what happened there? We will do that in just a little bit. We left off. We gave you 40, and which was Northwestern, and we gave you 39, which was Auburn.
Oh, we're doing that, Ramona? Yeah.
Not yet, we're not, but yes, we are doing that.
Oh, so we're not. You're just going to talk about dangle it and then don't.
We're going to get to that in a few minutes. I'm not done with the prior conversation yet.
Okay.
So. But that was where we left off. 40, the Road Rage Top 40 College Football Countdown. The too early look is 40 Northwestern and 39 Auburn, and that brings us to 38, and that is where we left off. Correct?
Yeah, you just got there telling me you weren't going to do that. Are you going to do 38 right now?
No. Okay. I said.
I'm just wishy-washy about it.
I'm updating people. There's nothing wishy-washy about anything on this show, ever.
There is
most definitely not.
This is the land of black and white. We're not going to do it right now. And then what comes out of your mouth,
that's
list.
What I said all along. I said we're not going to do it right now. Are you?
Yeah, that's what I know. You said, no, we're not doing that right now.
Are you
but
drinking?
But let me tell you. Is there anybody else
at the studio? Are you drinking?
No, of course not. I don't do that.
Okay.
Watch yourself. That's a bad thing to say.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Now I have lost my train of thought. Okay. On the receivers in the draft.
You only got two. You got
on the receivers in the draft. Hush.
Oh,
now.
Okay. So and the receivers.
And the receivers in the draft. You know, we talked about Chase and. You know, the best sort of recent historical comp.
If I was in like a class at the university trying to take notes.
Did you miss the hush now, Mark?
I swear I would stand up. I would have to leave. I would say, man, can you stay on topic for me so I can write this down?
It's always on topic. What are you talking about? You must be drinking.
No.
Okay. On Chase, again, that body type on Devontae Smith. You know, he's been comped, and I think fairly so, to Marvin Harrison. I think there is a comparison to be made there. I actually think that Smith is more explosive than Harrison. I know Harrison tested well, but I still think Smith is more explosive than Marvin Harrison. But I think that's a fair comp. I also think he has a little from the Wayback Machine, Paul Warfield, in him. And then Jaylen Waddle. Waddle's a unique player. I mean, Waddle is incredibly explosive. He has tremendous short area quickness. He's extremely dangerous in the return game, as is Smith, but Waddle is like otherworldly. And he's just insanely good with the ball in his hands. You know, I think some have comped him to Tyreek Hill. He's a little Tyreek Hill-like. You know, it's funny because the guy who's actually more Tyreek Hill-like is actually Ronald Moore Purdue. You know, Tyreek Hill is like he's like 5'8", maybe. And he's like, he's thick. He's like a human muscle is what he is. And that's what Moore Purdue is too. Same exact kind of build as Hill. And I think he can do some of those same things. He just hasn't played football in 2 years. When you go beyond those top three guys, when you go beyond Chase and you go beyond Smith and you go beyond Waddle, now you're into this next group of guys. This next group of guys includes Rashad Bateman. It includes Terrace Marshall. It includes Kadarius Toney. It includes Moore. It includes that group of guys. Comprises your next group of receivers. And it really depends what you're looking for. You know, I think Kadarius Toney made a massive jump forward this year. He's again, very explosive guy, very dangerous with the ball in his hands, very dangerous in space. And if he had a problem, it was his hands. And I think which is a big problem for a receiver. I think his hands got better this year. And I think that's why he's made himself into a potential round one draft pick, because again, he has that explosiveness. You know, he's 6 feet, and his hands improve, so he gives you that all of those ingredients that you're looking for in this game we play today. And then there's Rashad Bateman. Bateman is a guy who I think is faster than he looks. You know, Bateman's contention was all along that he was faster than people thought he was. The concern about Bateman was speed. Now, Bateman, and again, you know, I don't know if it was his neighbor, his friend did the testing, but I believe that it was allegedly electronically timed, and he was at 4.39. I don't think he looks 4.39 necessarily, but I think he's faster than most people think he is. I also think he's great at the top of his routes. I think he really disguises his intentions well. He gets great separation. He is a very polished route runner. He also gets clean releases. He has really good footwork at the line of scrimmage. He gets clean releases, and then he gets amazing separation, and he does it with subtle movements. And you know, he'll take a step outside, you know, depending on the leverage of the cornerback and how the cornerback is playing him, he will take a step outside and convince the cornerback that he's trying to go outside, and in one very smooth motion break back to the inside. I've seen him do it over and over and over again, and it's a subtle thing, but he's an expert at it. I think Bateman is way better than people understand. I think if you're looking for a steal in this draft, he might be your guy. And there's no guarantee he's going in round one. But I think if you're looking for a steal amongst the receiver group, I think it's him. I heard Chris Doering the other night, the ex-Florida Gator receivers, last night on late satellite radio, and he was talking about the receivers, and he listed like 17 SEC guys. I mean, you know, it was an SEC program, but, you know, Bateman was nowhere to be found. Look, if you don't think Bateman's amongst the top six receivers in the country, then he may have played receiver, but you either don't know enough about it or you are just such a homer that you just can't see the light. But Bateman is going to be an impactful player from the day he arrives at an NFL facility, because he does the little things extremely well. You know, and I think if you're looking for a comp on him, it's Michael Thomas with the Saints. I think there's some similarities there. And then there's Terrace Marshall. And Marshall is the bigger-bodied receiver. Marshall is just under 6'3". And, you know, look, I have long suggested that Marshall was the most underrated receiver in America. Even going back several years, I thought he was underrated. He's a guy who's just a touchdown-catching fool. I mean, you know, first of all, for a big-bodied receiver, he's a better route runner than he should be. Most big-bodied receivers, tall receivers, are not great route runners. Now, he's not 6'4", 6'5". You know, he's more like 6'3". But he is a very capable route runner at his size. He also has tremendous hands. He's extremely physical. He's much faster and athletic than people have credited him with being. You know, I think that 4.4 is legitimate. You know, I could show you examples on film. There was an example in the Clemson game against LSU where, and I don't remember which receiver was lined up to what side, but both Chase and Marshall go on 9 routes straight down the field on the opposite sides of the field. And both guys are open, but the guy's actually more open is Marshall. And this is where quarterbacks play favorites. He went to Chase, and Chase caught a touchdown pass. But Marshall was, you could tell, at least until he saw it was a touchdown catch, he was initially a little upset because he had beaten his guy by far more. And I think it was Kendrick, if memory serves. I think Kendrick was on Marshall in the situation I described. And he blew right by him. Marshall just blew right by him like he was wearing cement shoes. And you're talking about a 6'3", you know, 210-pound wide receiver. There's a lot to like in Terrace Marshall's game. And, you know, again, he's a late round one into round two guy. I think most people think he's round two. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised to see him get into the bottom of round one. It just depends how the pieces all line and fall. Walter to the Road Rage. When we get back, we'll get back to the Road Rage Top 40 from yesterday.
Standing water or that musty smell in your basement can be a sign of major problems. Canty Foundation Specialists are your local experts in basement waterproofing and crawl space repair. Call us today for a free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
The Sizzle and Savory Pork Chop Griller is back at Bojangles. And right now, you can get two of them for $5. So go ahead, call it a comeback. It's bow time.
Are you transitioning your little one to a big kid bed? Local mattress manufacturer Engineered Sleep now offers a mattress designed specifically for the kids. Engineered Sleep makes mattress shopping easy, whether you're online or in their showroom. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, comes with a 60-night sleep trial, and is set up for free. Buy local and direct from the manufacturer. Visit engineeredsleep.com for more info. Make sure your little one sleeps like a lamb and rises like a tiger.
It's the most talked about reintroduction in decades, and now it's at George Coleman Ford. The 2021 Bronco Sport four-wheel drive featuring keyless entry, Ford Co-Pilot 360, and Ford Pass Connect. George Coleman Ford priced at just $27,815 plus tax and tag. The legendary Bronco is back at George Coleman Ford, where we never charge hidden fees and where Broncos cost less in traveler's rest. Price includes $500 factory rebate. Offer good through July 6th.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Race with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. Whether it's our famous glazed or one of our specialty donuts, we have something for everyone at work or at home. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut. I'm a donut nut. I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
This weekend, the Clemson Tigers return to Doug Kingsmore Stadium to take on the University of Virginia. The Cavaliers are always a tough out in ACC play, and the Tigers are hoping to get a big series win at home. Each broadcast begins 30 minutes prior to first pitch. Catch it all right here on the Clemson Tigers Network.
Catch Clemson baseball all season long right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are the Roar.
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24-7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's Dabo again. One of the fastest growing crimes these days is package theft. We're all ordering more online, and a stack of boxes on your front porch can be quite the temptation. Priority One Security provides the protection you need with their video doorbell system. You can record any movement or answer the door from your smartphone, no matter where you are. Priority One, trust in us.
See us on the web at PriorityOneSecurity.com. That's Priority, the number one, Security.com. 888-407-SAFE.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Out of Bounds is fast-paced. Can you keep up? Out of Bounds with William Quackenbush and Kelly Gramlich. Weekdays from noon to 3 on The Roar.
Once in a while, Ramona, we have a couple of things that, you know, that something that just hits you as funny, and we've had a couple of them in the last half hour. One was Lewis's comment, where Lewis said he's a South Carolina and Washington football team fan, and then he said, "I'm seasoned in grief."
Yeah, he's seasoned in grief.
It's one of my favorite lines ever. And then Texter 803 with, "Well, it just don't make no sense. My 2-year-old can't decide between Clemson and Wisconsin." Yeah. Come on, little fella. Time's a ticking. Come on, little fella.
You only got 18 years. Let's go.
That's right. Come on, little fella. Time's a ticking. All right, let's get to the road rage top 40. And again, we've given out, so far, just 2 teams. Number 40 is Northwestern. Number 39 was Auburn. And that brings us to number 38. And number 38, 2 Utes. I'm going the Utah Utes at 38. You know, look, I think Utah will have a bit of a bounce back season when all is said and done. This might not be high enough. You know, Utah has some weapons. Keithy, though, tight end, is a tremendous player. And Britton Covey, who is a slot receiver, he damaged his knee 2 years ago. He came back from that. This ought to be his year to really come back off that knee. And then, you know, it's easy to forget this, but their new quarterback is going to be Charlie Brewer, the former Baylor quarterback. And Charlie Brewer was a really good leader at Baylor. Really good leader, and I think it's, you know, a continuation of the Utah quarterback transfer theme. But I think he's a good fit for what Utah wants to do. A better fit than Jake Bentley was, which obviously just, you know, unfortunately for Jake and everybody did not work out real well. But Utah, of course, will be big and physical at the line of scrimmage as they always are, and they will be again. You know, they recruit the islands, and it's not a place that everyone's recruiting, and they recruit it better than most. By the way, if Ramona thinks reciting the leaderboard at Augusta is a challenge, I should have her recite the first team unit for the Utah football team.
Oh, no way. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you you would love it. It's filled with vowels. There are lots of vowels.
Ah.
Yeah. Heavy use of U's and A's. Yes, that's it's an island tradition. In any case, I'm going at 38. I'm going Utah. I think that they're obviously exceedingly well coached, and I think the addition of Charlie Brewer gives them a guy with a little mobility at the quarterback spot. It's not that Brewer is a runner, but he can extend plays, and there's a toughness to Brewer that I think will help this football team. So at 38, we are going the Utah Utes. At 37, there will be some people who don't like this, Ramona. I'm just advising them in advance.
Oh, okay.
But it's fair because, honestly, I haven't liked your football team in like a million years. And every year I just scratch you out. And every year I'm rewarded for my hatred because – every year you suck. And you know, I know you want to think that things are changing. I know you want to think that things are getting better, but they're not really getting better. You know, did bringing De'Ara King in for the short term help Miami? Yes, he did. And then De'Ara King, in a surprise perhaps to some, announced that he was returning. Now, the truth of the issue is De'Ara King is a marginal NFL quarterback. The way the game is morphing, he might have a chance now, but he has arm limitations. You know, I know he tried the NC State game last year to prove that that's not the case. He did throw the ball better vertically in that game than he had thrown it previously. But, you know, there's a sense with De'Ara King that the game is played in a 20-yard box and that he can't consistently stretch the field vertically. Now, again, he doesn't like that. Anyone suggesting that notion, I understand why. But now he's De'Ara King coming off a knee injury. And I just think that's significant. I put De'Ara King on my list of my top 25 quarterbacks preseason, but I bumped him down like 10 spots because of the knee injury. Because I there's no way to really know how quickly he'll recover all of his abilities. Look, De'Ara King depends on his mobility. This is not a pocket passer who's injured his knee. He's a guy who depends on mobility, the ability to extend plays, etc. So I can't even guess what that's going to look like for him. I hope it works out well. But because I can't know that, I can't put Miami any higher than this. And part of it is, you know, you lose Brevin Jordan, you lose the tight end. You know, you do have Cameron Harris back and tailback. Harris started out well and then faded. You know, I don't know whether Cheney or Knighton or the freshmen are going to be involved in the run game. I would imagine they would have to be. The receiving core is adequate. Some of these guys have been there forever, though, like Pope, and we haven't seen a ton out of that group. I mean, they're not great. I do think the offensive line has gotten a little bit better than where it had been in recent years, so there's that element, I think, in Miami's favor. But one of the big issues that they see with Miami is they've made some short-term bargains. They brought in JUCO players at key positions or transfer players, I should say, at key positions like a D'Arc King, like a Quincy Roche, like a Jalen Phillips. They brought in guys for short-term fixes. The problem is this. Quincy Roche is off to the NFL. Jalen Phillips is off to the NFL. Gregory Rousseau is off to the NFL after opting out for the year. The three best players on Miami's defense this past year, or at least in theory, had all three played, were those three guys. Only Roche and Phillips participated. They both played pretty well. Phillips had a good year. Roche had a pretty good year. Gregory Rousseau opted out. Those are your three best pass rushers by far. I mean, light years, your three best pass rushers. You know, one guy is going to go in the first round, maybe two. Three guys who have a legitimate chance to go in the top 100, all defensive ends, all edge guys. You lose them all. You lose them all. And now you're talking about, you know, much more youth at the edge spots, whether it's Harvey, Williams, whatever. You know, you're talking kids. It's not to say they don't have any ability, but it's to say that this looks like a team that's going to take a step back regardless of how healthy D'Arc King is. And let's be honest, as the season unfolded last year, you know, I think we learned that Miami wasn't good anyway. And now, you know, that group is bound to take a step back because they're not going to have any of that, any of those elite pass rushers. I just don't know what that defense is without those guys. And remember, this is a team that was involved in some shootouts last year. You know, most notably the NC State game. What's the score of that game? 45-42, something of that sort? So it's a team that had played some sort of high-level offensive games. I mean, quite honestly, that Miami-NC State game, NC State was the better team. The only thing that saved Miami at all in that game was D'Arc King. He's the only thing that saved them. And I just don't know that you can count on any of that this year. I'm not sure how you could. Counting on your quarterback to return from a knee injury, down one of his most important targets in Brevin Jordan, a defense down its top three pass rushers of the last 2 years, it doesn't add up to success, to my way of thinking. And once again, we'll go into a season where, you know, people will think, well, we're getting D'Arc King back and we'll be fine. And people will talk Miami up like they always do. And Miami will invariably disappoint like they always do. And that's all they do. Miami has never done anything since they came into this league. Nothing. You know, they were supposed to be one of the bell cows of this league. Never. It's never happened. And I'm just not sure it's going to. You know, I know we keep thinking that someone's going to rekindle things down there, reboot it, get it going. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen. Whether it's Al Golden, who we knew would fail, Mark Richt, we knew would fail. And we had questions about this hire, too. And quite honestly, I've not seen anything to make me think all warm and fuzzy about it. I don't. I think Miami's just sort of treading water. And I think they're a 7-5, best case scenario, 8-4 team. And that lands you at this point in the Road Rage top 40. So they're number 37. I really don't see them competing for the Coastal. I don't. I think the teams in the mix for the Coastal will not include Miami. You'll have to wait and find out who it will include, and we'll get into more of that on Monday. Clemson baseball tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Before we get out of here, let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. 269-1232. No one does roofs like Gilstrap. For 80 years, they've done roofs. Just roofs. That's all they do. They don't do kitchen remodels. They don't do bathrooms. They do just roofs. And they do it better than anybody else. That's why I get these endless unsolicited testimonials from people on Gilstrap. I have people send me photos of their new roofs, and they love them. And that's wonderful. But they can also help you and help you to prevent an emergency, a bad situation. Call the number, 269-1232. Tell them you want their free checkup. Tell them Walt told you to take the free checkup. Let them come out and find out if there's anything wrong with your roof. If there's nothing wrong, that's what they'll tell you. If there's something wrong, they have licensed insurance adjusters on staff. Get it fixed. It's not that hard. Get it fixed. 269-1232, 269-1232. It's Gilstrap Roofing. Thanks to Ramona. Thanks to all of you for listening and contributing. I'll see you Monday.
Broadcasting live from the Priority One Security Studios, WCCP 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson, WAHT, 1560 Cowpens, 97.5 Spartanburg, the Upstate's number one choice for sports. We are the Roar.